Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR Judge's Report for the week of October 28th, 2024. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7, on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m., and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening at any time via the Gulf Eagle website and the Mills County website. News regarding Mills County this week. Commissioner's Court took place on Monday of this week. Several items were approved, including a resolution that was passed by the court to officially join a new rural transit district. Our new transit district is known as Central Texas Rural Transit and includes all the counties from Brownwood to Ballinger, north to Abilene, and back east towards Stephenville. As I've stated earlier, Mills County has been with Hill Country Transit, which most of the operations are in Belton, for many, many years. About 6 months ago, all the urban people wanted to form their own urban district, which basically caused several of the counties to have to relocate. On or before March 1st of 2025, Mills, Sensaba, and Hamilton counties will transfer to this new district. I feel this transfer will be of tremendous benefit to our citizens of Mills County because the new transit district will offer more buses, more drivers, and renew out-of-county medical trips. Other news, a county called Red River Clean Energy came to speak at our commissioner's court on Monday regarding their proposed solar and battery backup site. This site would be in the northwestern part of Mills County and compose approximately 720 acres in our county and 100 acres in Brown County. All the information that we have been given is on our website. The individuals present on Monday stated that they will be wanting to come back to Commissioner's Court in the near future to ask for an abatement from the county. Early voting will continue until Friday, November the 1st, at the Mills County Community Center, which is across from the courthouse. The general election will be on Tuesday, November 5th. As of Monday of this week, Mills County has had approximately 42% in-person to vote. On election day, anyone voting will need to go to the respective voting precinct. If you do not know where to go on election day, please contact the county clerk's office or the voter registration office, which is a function of the vehicle registration office. These individuals can let you know which precinct you will need to vote in. Deer season will begin this Saturday, November 2nd. Mills County will have a large influx of hunters, so everyone please be careful and be aware that the countywide burn ban is in effect. And folks, that's all for this week. This is Jett Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.